Masechet Baba Mesia Daf Samech. We're going back to the subject of wrongdoing people monetarily. And here we're talking about someone selling goods and mixing different types of goods together or different qualities together and using that potentially to cheat the buyer. En me'arabin perot beperot afilu chadashim b'chadashim ve'en tzarich lomar chadashim bishanim. One may not mix different types of produce. We're talking about grains, even if they're of the same type, but they're from different batches. If they're both new, in other words, new harvest that cannot be used yet. Grain needs to dry out for many months before it's usable. So even if they're both new, you can't mix them together and sell them. You have to sell each batch separately. And all the more so, you don't even have to say that you cannot mix new into the old. The old grain actually is good because you can use it right away, you can grind it right away. And if a seller wants to sell more, so he mixes in some new one. And then the buyer unsuspectingly buys it, thinking that's all old grain that he can use right away. But the new grain's mixed in to inflate the volume, and that would be cheating him. So certainly, of course, you can't mix in new with old, but don't even mix one batch of old with another batch of old. Just keep whatever you're selling, keep it separate. Be'emet amedu bayayni tiru la'areb kashe berach mipnei shehu mashpicho. However, in truth, we said, and the Gemara is going to explain that this is the halacha, what you can do is, regarding wine, is take strong wine and mix it into weak wine, because in that case, you're actually making better, assuming that you're selling it as weak wine. All right, so you see here, I'm selling you a gallon of weak wine, and I decided I'm going to mix in some strong wine. Well, that makes it better. So in that case, that's fine. You can mix it together, but don't mix something that's worse, and don't even mix something that's equal. These two clauses seem to contradict. The Gemara will explain that one cannot take a sediment of one barrel of wine and add it in to get more volume into another barrel of wine. But that very same barrel, when you're pouring wine, all the wine, the liquid will come out, the sediment on the bottom, you can include that in the sale because it is, in fact, part of the wine. If someone mixed water into their wine, do not sell it in a store unless you inform the buyer, listen, I mixed in this much water into the wine, so they'll know that they're buying that. And that will be included in the price. This is like buying light grape juice today. It's the same as grape juice. They just add water for you. So you really shouldn't be paying the same price. But anyway, at least they told you. So you can decide if you want to buy it or buy plain grape juice and add water on your own. However, you should not sell to a merchant. See, if you're a store owner, you're selling to the customer you tell, and they will use it, and they know, that's fine. But if you sell it to a merchant who's going to resell it, then you cannot sell them wine mixed with water, because even if you tell the merchant, hey, this is mixed with water, why are they buying it that way? It's unlikely that they are going to transmit that information to the buyer. And so they're probably going to use it to trick buyers and make them pay more for a diluted wine. However, if you're in a place where everyone's accustomed to dilute the wine with water, then it's permitted because everybody does it and everybody expects it to happen. So whoever is buying from the merchant or the store will know that this has water in it. Hatagan noten mechamesh gedanot venoten letoch miguda achat. Mechamesh kitot venoten letoch pitom echad bilbad shelo yehe mitkaven le'arev. A merchant is allowed, the merchant buys from lots of people and stores whatever he is going to sell until he's ready to sell it. And so if he is buying grain from five threshing floors, The farmer would take his grain, collect it, take it to the threshing floor, thresh it, and then the merchant would buy it there. He buys large quantities. He's buying from five different people. He can put it all in one warehouse. This goes practically. That's what he does. He's not trying to trick anyone by doing that. Or similarly, he can buy wine from five wine presses. He's a wholesaler. He's buying from lots of places, and he can put them all in one large cask, as long as he is not intending to mix low quality with high quality. So you can't purposely mix things in order to inflate the price. But if it's for storage needs, then it's permitted. Tenora banan en sarich lomar hadashot me'arba vishanot mishalosh te'en me'arbin. So Baraita expands and says, obviously, if the new wine is cheaper and you can get four se'ah for a seller, for a se'la, new grain is cheaper, you can get four se'ah for a se'la. You cannot mix that with old grain that's more expensive. The old grain is more expensive because it's all dried out and ready to grind and use. So the old one is worth three se'ah for a se'la. That's more expensive. You put in the cheaper stuff in there and sell it at the expensive price. That's not allowed. Ela afilu chadashot mishalosh vishanot me'arba en me'arvim mipnei she'adam roseh liyashenan. But even if it was the other way around, if the new one was more expensive, you have some high quality new grain, and although one will need to dry it out, that's the last four words here, a person may want to keep it in storage and wait till it gets old. Maybe a person says, listen, I have lots of old grain. I need a grain. I want to buy grain for next year, for 2 years from now. And so he wants to buy actually new grain. And it's very high quality, such that the new grain is worth three se'ah for a se'la. And the old one is worth four se'ah for a se'la. Still, don't mix it up. Don't mix the new with the old and sell it as old, no matter what. Even if the price of the new is greater, you just don't do that, because some people need the old one and they're going to use it right away. Some people like the new one. So you just got to keep the categories separate. באמת אמרו ביין היטילו לערב קשה ברח מפני שהוא משפיחו. אמר רבי אלעזר, עדה אמרה כה, באמת אמרו, הלכה היא. The Mishnah said, in truth they taught that regarding wine, you can take strong wine and mix it into weak wine and sell it as weak wine, because the strong wine it will make it better. And so Rabbi Elazar explained, what is this be'emet amru, in truth they said? It means they actually said that this is the halacha, right? Well, they actually said that anytime in the Mishnah it says, in truth they said, then that means the halacha follows that view. Rambam takes the be'emet amru to mean that this is a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, that there's no argument on it, that this goes back to Sinai. But still, in either case, it would be, in fact, the halacha that one relies on. Amar Rav Nachman, uben hagitot shanu. Rav Nachman says, in the cases when you're allowed to mix the wines together, that's only at the wine press, meaning just when you press it, before it ferments. That's when it's okay to mix the wines together, because then it'll all ferment together after mixing up, and it will taste good. But after fermentation, that if you mix up the wines after that, that's not good. And now the Gemara asks, but nowadays we see that people mix wines even, and not at the wine press, but even after it's fermented. That's because the buyers are aware and they're okay with it. They don't mind. So this is all monetary. So if people know about it and they waive their rights to that and they're okay with it, then it's permitted. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ika, says that this follows the opinion of Rabbi Acha. Because in the Braita, Rabbi Acha says anything that you taste before you buy, you're permitted to sell as is, because since you know everybody's going to taste the wine, they made a taste of it, you taste it, you say, oh, I see it's strong, it's weak, it's old, it's new, right? So because the person tasted it and they like how it tastes, and then they buy it. So then you can prepare it any way you want, because you know that they'll buy it. You only have to be careful in things that people generally don't taste before they buy it. Then they take it home. Now they bought something that was mislabeled. That is not permitted. Now this contradictory phrase, you're not allowed to mix sediments with the wine, but you can put the wine, the sediments in the wine. Well, you just said that you're not allowed to mix it. And how come in the end you said that you are allowed to put the sediments in? So maybe you'll say, oh, in the second part, when it says that you can't put it in, that's when you let him know. He says, listen, I put sediments in there. Yeah, however, it's the phrase after this, sediment line, it says that if you tell the store, if you're the store owner and you sell it to a buyer, don't sell it, any mixture, unless you let him know. But if you let him know, then it's permitted. But for if you're selling to a merchant, then even if you let him know, it's not allowed because he's going to pass it on and trick someone with it. So we see that since it says in the next line after the after that, if you let him know, it's okay, that means in this line, that's before the line about the store, that's talking about a case where you did not let the buyers know, and yet it's allowed. So we're back to our question. This seems to be a contradiction. You cannot mix the sediments, and this is you can mix the sediments. Amar Rav Yehuda hachika amar en me'arabin shemarim shel emesh b'shel hayom b'shel yom ve'lo shel yom b'shel emesh aval noten lo et shemarav. So Rav Yehuda said, this is what the Mishnah means to say. You cannot take the sediments from the wine that you poured yesterday. Let's say yesterday you poured wine and you left the sediments on the bottom of the barrel. And then that today you have another bottle, another barrel that you opened and you're selling. And you know what you're going to do? You want to take give the buyers today, all the customers today, all of the sediments from today, and you still have leftover sediments from yesterday. So put that all in and sell that all. No, you can't do that, because then the buyers are getting double the settlement. It's the double the sediments. And not the other way around. Also, you can't take today's and put it in yesterday's goods, but rather you could put its own goods in it. So for every barrel that you open, I open one barrel today, so I can sell the liquid and the sediments. I could mix into to the pitchers that I'm pouring it into. But each pitcher and each day's sediments have to be separate, and I can't add more to the mix. This is like the orange juice when you have the no pulp. What do they do with all that pulp? That's why they had to make the orange juice with extra pulp so they could put it in there. Okay, so that's not where you could just do the pulp that comes with it, with that orange, but not add from one to batch to another. Tanya na mehachi, the biuda omer hashofer. Yain lechaverah hareze lo yarev shel emesh b'shel yom ve'lo shel yom b'shel emesh ava me'arev et emesh shel emesh b'shel emesh v'shel yom b'shel yom. And we have a baraita that proves the opinion of Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says if someone is pouring wine for someone else, they should not mix in the sediments from yesterday with today's wine, nor take today's wine and mix it in with sediments that you had still from yesterday. But yesterday's wine you could mix with yesterday's sediments, and today's wine with today's sediments. Mi shenitarev mayim beyeno hareze lo yimkerenu bechanut elem ken modiov. Someone adds water to his wine, then do not sell it in the store unless you inform the customers that this is diluted wine. Lavai tu lecha mara mechanuta mezage teame lahava basim shedare lechanuta. We have a story about Rava that he bought wine from a store and he mixed it, as was his usual way. He happened to add a lot of water to his wine. That's how he liked it. He liked it light. And he tasted it, and the wine was not tasty, so he returned it to the store. Amar le Abaye, v'ha'anan tenan v'lo latagar afa pishe hodi'o. Abaye challenged Rava, how could you return it to the store? He's going to go and resell it, right? And so you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to sell diluted wine to a merchant, even if you tell him. So even if Rava tells the store owner, hey, I diluted this wine, but by the way, it just doesn't taste good, I'm returning it, shouldn't he worry that now the store owner will sell it to someone else as regular wine? So he should not be allowed to return it. So Rava says, don't worry. The way I dilute it, they will know. Right? I add so much water that it, you know, that's more than usual. So anyone buying it and tasting it will know that it has been diluted. So I don't have to worry about him reselling it as just wine. And maybe you'll say, oh, but maybe the seller will take this mixture that Rava had that's very diluted. He'll add more wine and make it better and then sell it as wine. So we reject that. We says, in that case, there's no end to the matter. Then you wouldn't be able to sell anybody, any merchant, anything, because even if I sell the merchant pure wine, I might worry, oh, he may add water. Well, okay, that's his problem. I did what I can. So you're allowed to sell the merchant pure wine. That's the best thing. And what Rava did when he sold him something that obviously was diluted, that's also okay. And if the merchant then goes and plays tricks, okay, that's not the seller's to the problem of the seller to the merchant. In a place where the custom is to dilute the wine with water, then you can do it because everybody does it and they expect it to come that way. And the Braita says that the way that it depends on the place, in some places they put half, a third, or a fourth of the mixture of the ratio of water and wine, each according to the local custom. And Rav says when you mix it, it's always at the wine press, right, with the fresh grape juice. That's what you that's when you mix the water with the wine, and then you leave it to ferment. But if you mix in the water later, then it will go bad. Next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo yechalek achen vani kelayot ve'gozin atinokot, mipnei shehu margilan lavo etzlam, hachamim matirim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have various store owners, like in a shuk, in a marketplace, one store owner is not allowed to give out toasted grain is like, you know, it turns sweet. It was a good snack back then, like a puffed wheat or nuts to children, because then you're going to make them come back. And you can't bribe your customers by giving them free treats so that they'll want to come back, and the kids will want to come back, and the kids will like, let's go to that store, and they'll drag their parents, and then everybody will go shop in that store because you're unfairly disadvantaging the competition. So you can't give out free goods, free snacks. Hachamim, however, say it's permitted, right? Just like you can do it. What, they're all going to this store? Okay, the competition can also give out free samples and free thing, free coffee, free drinks, and get people to come to there. Ve'lo yifchot et hasha'ar. Hachamim omerim, zachur la'tom. And one store owner or market owner cannot sell things below the market rate. In other words, you can't sell things on sale because then all the customers will come to your shop that everything's on sale, and it's unfair to the rest of the merchants. Hachamim, however, say, Zachul Latov, you should be remembered for good that you're selling things on sale. And so that means you'll get all the customers good. And the other other merchants want their customers, so let them lower the price also. And then that will actually be better for all of the customers. So you're permitted to put things on sale. Lo yavod et hagerisin, debre Abba Shaul, hachamim matirin. One is not allowed to sift ground beans to remove all the waste, the peels, the broken things, and make it look all nice, so that people will want to buy yours. And again, because then you're going to charge a high price for these beans that's more than the regular price, and that's cheating people. Chachamim, however, say it's permitted because they're getting what they see, right? They see it's all nice and pre-sifted and nice whole beans, and no, they look good and no waste in there. So if you went through the work to do that and the customer likes it, so you can charge more for it, no problem. And if the next store wants to do the same thing, they can also. However, Hachamim agree that what you cannot do is clean up the beans that are on top of the bin so that those look like nice, fresh, whole, you know, no waste in there, but only at the top, only the top layer. And right underneath is all the same quality as with the garbage and everything, because then the customer will say, oh, these beans look really nice, right? Give me 5 pounds. And then as you dig out and give them the 5 pounds, you're giving them not just from the top layer, but from everything else. And that is called stealing the eye. That is false advertising. That's deception, and one that's not permitted. And mefarkesin lo et ha'adam ve'lo et ha'behema ve'lo et ha'kelim. One's not allowed to adorn a person if you're selling a human on a slave market, or an animal, or vessels, to make them look nice and just, you know, put make them shiny and embellished. That makes it look better than it really is. So rather, you have to be truth in advertising, and you know, if you're selling a picture of a hamburger, it should really look like the hamburger that you're selling, and not one that's all touched up. That looks better than the real thing that you're selling. The Gemara asks, "Mai ta'amayhu d'rabanan?" What's the reason for the rabbis that permit one merchant seller to give out toasted grain and nuts and unfairly get all the customers to come to his store? D'amale ana maflegna amguze v'at paleg shiske. The reason, because this store owner can tell his competitors, so I hand out nuts, you hand out jujubes, you hand out some fruit, you hand out something else, so everybody can do that, and then you'll get the kids to come to your store. So it's equal. It's equal opportunity, and therefore it's fair. V'lo yifchot et hashan chamim omrim zachor letob, mai tama d'rabanan. And next Mishnah says that if one is not permitted to sell below market price, however, chachamim said it's permitted, and not only is it permitted, but we remember that person who lowered the price and put things on sale, remember him for good. What's the reason for d'rabanan? Mishum dekam arvach letara. Because by doing that, he will lower the market rate, and so he's bringing the price down for everyone. And so that's a wonderful thing. One's not allowed to sift the ground beans and take out all the little pieces and sell it for a higher price. The chachamim, however, say it's fine. Man chachamim, Rabbi Acha, detanya Rabbi Acha, matir b'dabar hanir'eh. Who is the chachamim? It must be Rabbi Acha, who said in Braita that Rabbi Acha permits one to sell something where you can see the change. This is the same Rabbi Acha who said before, if you taste it and then you buy it, so then you know what you're getting. Here also, because you can you can see the change is obvious. You look at this one, you say, oh, look at that. They sifted out all those little pieces and the waste and the garbage and the broken ones. So that you know, how much is that? You have to pay this much more. Okay, the person will decide if it's worth it for them or not, but the change is obvious, it's tastable, it's seeable. En mefarkesin lo et ha'adam v'chule v'lo et ha'kelim. Now, if someone is selling a slave or an animal or a vessel, one cannot adorn it and make it look like it's nicer than it really is. Tenor banan en mishar betin et ha'behema v'en nofchin ba'ker ha'bayim v'en shodin et ha'behem et ha'basar ba'mayim. May en mishar betim ha'chatar gemu maya de'chizra ze'ayri ma'rav kahana miz kafta. So here we have a braita with some examples. One cannot stiffen the hair of an animal, and by the hair, by you know, sticking up, it looks like it's bigger than it really is. Or inflate the innards. They put something in the animal, make it eat and drink something that makes it look nice and big and fat. But really, it's not. It's not nice, fatty meat that you can eat. They're just fake inflation. Nor can you take meat and soak it in soak the meat in water so that it looks like it's fresher than it really is. So these are all tricks. It's not actually looking better. This is false advertising. Now, what does mishar betin mean? The first thing. And so here in Bavel, they explain that they feed the animal bran water, and that makes its hair stand up and look like it's more full. And Rav Kahana says it means scrubbing the hair, combing it so that it looks like it's full, and that makes the animal look fatter than it is. Shmuel shera lemirma tume lesarbera. Rav Yehuda shera lechaskuse kerame. Rabba shera lemedak serade. Rava shera lesalume gire. Rapapa bar Shmuel shera lesalume dikule. Now these are all ways to improve clothing. Shmuel permitted the clothing sellers to put add fringes on a cloak. Let me add some fringes, tassels. It makes it look nicer. Rabbi Yehuda permitted them to clean and ornament garments. Rabbi permitted them to taper linen garments and make them, you know, the tailoring better. And Rava permitted them to draw arrows on the ornaments. Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Shmuel permitted them to draw ladders as ornamentation on the clothing. So now we ask about this. We just said you're not allowed to adorn person, people, animal, and vessels that you're selling. So how come you're allowed to adorn all these clothing and sell it for hire? No problem. When we talk about the clothing, we're talking about new clothing. So yeah, I can go and take a plain garment, I'll buy it, and then I'll make it nicer, adorn it, and sell it for more. That's added value. That's perfectly legitimate, right? It says this is adding a fashion to it, making it cleaner, nicer, decorating it. So yes, then that's worth more. But if it's an old thing and I'm just putting things on it to cover up its blemishes and make it look new and sell it as if it's new, but really it's old and worn out, then that is tricking the customer and that is not permitted. Pirkus de Adam Maihi. What does it mean, adorning of a person? How would you do that? Kihadahu Abdasa Bada Azal Seba Elereshe Uldikne. There's a great story about an old man who was a slave, and he's being sold on the market, and so he has all white hair. So what did he do? He went and dyed his hair and his beard black, so now he looks young, and now he'll go for more on the market. So this old guy goes to Rava and says, "Buy me as your slave. I'm a good deal." And Rava says, "No, I don't buy slaves, because Pirkei Avot says poor people should always be in your household. If you need something done in your house, rather than getting a slave to do it, go hire poor people, and then you get the job done, and you also are able to support poor people by paying them. And therefore, I don't need slaves. No, thank you, but no thank you." So this slave with dyed hair came to Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel, and Rabbi says, "Oh, sounds like a good deal. You look like a nice, you're a strong young man. Look at that black hair." And he bought him. So one day, Rabbi Papa told the slave, "Go get me some water to drink." Azal So the slave went and washed his hair and got all the dye out, and now you could see that his hair was all white and his beard was all white. And the slave told Rabbi Papa, "Look, I'm older than your father. Is that a way to treat an elder? You tell me to go get water for you?" So he says he refused. So Rabbi Papa applied to himself the pasuk that a tzaddik is delivered from trouble. That's referring to Rava. He is a great tzaddik. He helps the poor. And you see, because he does the right thing, he's in addition to helping the poor and doing that great mitzvah, he's also saved from this trouble. And another person who's not as careful ends up coming in his place and getting that negative consequence that really Rava, if he was not such a tzaddik, would have bought him. But because he was tzaddik, he was saved. And Rabbi Papa says, "I got the trouble on my head. Now I bought this slave who won't do any work because he's too old." Hadran alach hazahav.